zero, zero, one, zero, one, one, zero, one, one, zero, 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 one, one, zero, zero, one, 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 zero, zero, one, one, zero, 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 ha, ha, zero, zero, one, 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 zero, 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 one, one, zero, 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 one, 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 zero, zero, one, 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 zero, zero, one, zero, one, zero, one, zero, zero, one, ha, ha, zero, zero, one, ha, zero, zero, one, zero.
What did you get?
Pad Thai with shrimp.
With shrimp?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Yes. Did you pay extra for the shrimp?
$2.99.
$2.99 for the shrimp? That's crazy.
So crazy.
Don't you hate it when they charge you extra for the shrimp?
I hate it so much.
I mean, the shrimp is already in the kitchen with all the other toppings. Do you call them toppings?
I call them toppings, yes.
So it's not like they need to go somewhere to get it. It's in the kitchen. The shrimp has already been caught. It's sitting there with the chicken and the beef and the...
Tofu?
And the tofu, yes. It's just a matter of reaching out and grabbing from a different box.
We pay $2.99 for the cook to grab toppings from a different box.
Exactly. Maybe the box is located further away and he needs to walk to get it. We pay for the cook to walk, to exercise. We pay $2.99 for the cook's workout.
We don't pay $2.99 because the box is located further away.
We don't?
No, we pay more because it costs the restaurant more to buy it.
Buy it? From whom?
I don't know. The vendors?
What do you mean?
Murphy, they pay someone that pays someone that catches the shrimp. What did you think? That each restaurant that serves shrimp sends someone early in the morning to go to the beach and catch fresh shrimp for the day? Oh my God, you totally thought that, didn't you?
No.
Yes, you did. You're having one of those moments.
What moments?
Those moments when you realize that something you believed in for years is wrong.
I believed it ever since I was a kid.
What did you think that restaurants not near the ocean did for their shrimp?
I don't know. I didn't think about it.
You want some of my Thai? It has shrimp in it. They just caught them.
Okay, stop.
Okay, you ready?
Let me put on the goggles.
This is Samantha Nolan, ID 8251/2, documenting experiment 24R/34D, or in its more common name, The Portal. Here with me is Agent Murphy.
Special?
Special Agent Murphy from the Bureau of Supernatural Phenomenon.
Actually, we are more of a department than a bureau.
Shut up, Murphy. This is attempt number 13 to open the portal. We don't know what causes it to appear or what waits for us on the other side. May God have mercy. Ready, Murphy?
Ready.
Push the button. Attempt number 13 failed. That was a bust.
It almost looked like it was going to work. Did you see the light in the middle? That kind of looked like a portal.
We're basing our research on nothing. We didn't even see the portal.
People have never seen God, but they still believe in him.
You are the worst person to talk to. Has anyone ever told you that?
Yes, all the time.
Anyway, we have the rest of the day off. What do you want to do?
We can play a game. We can watch a movie.
Portal related. How did you become a federal agent, Murphy?
Well, it's kind of a long and complicated story. how I ended up working for the Supernatural Phenomenon Department, but I guess we have time. I can tell you a little bit about it.
Murphy? Hey, Murphy, what's happening?
Bag.
What bag? This one?
Pill.
What pill? There they are. Here, open. Murphy, you're burning up. Are you okay? You look pale. Maybe you should lay back down.
I'm fine, thank you. Sorry you had to see that.
See what? What was happening to you?
Let's go and grab something to eat. I'll answer all your questions. I'm always hungry after one of these episodes.
What food, Murphy? I just had Thai.
A diner, maybe? I really like diners. Yes. Are you going to eat that? You don't have to say no. Just if you're not going to eat that, I would really like to know.
You can have it.
Thank you.
Burgers and pancakes, huh?
When I was a kid, my favorite days were when my foster mom would wake me up in the morning and instead of taking me to school, she would drive all the way to this diner we used to go to. You couldn't find one thing on the menu that didn't taste out of this world. Best burgers, best pancakes, best milkshakes. They had everything. I always got a burger with fries, onion rings, and chocolate milkshake. Mom always got the pancakes, and we would share.
Aw, that's kind of sweet.
I don't remember anything they taught me in school, but I do remember the pancakes.
So, Murphy, about earlier, you really scared me. Has it ever happened to you before? I mean, it must have happened before because you had the pills, but have you seen someone about it, or...
It's not something you go to a doctor for.
Why not?
It's confidential.
I'm security level 3.
It's security level 4.
Come on, we're friends, right? We're friends?
We are?
Sure we are. Two friends trying to open a portal, hiding information from society, eating pancakes and burgers. We're bonded for life, man.
For life?
For life. Now tell me.
Touch the back of my neck.
I'd rather not.
Come on.
It feels lumpy. You should have it checked. It might be cancer. My grandma had something like that. 6 months later, no more grandma.
It's not cancer.
What is it then?
Have you ever heard of Project 54?
Yes! The plant experiment that went wrong. They used this new serum on plants to make them grow faster, but instead of growing faster, the plants gained consciousness and became hungry for human blood. The team that was in charge of the project all died the same day. You know, what I don't get is why the entire team was there on the same day. No one stayed home or was on a vacation day or sick. All of them go to work together every day. Something doesn't add up.
That's Project 51. I was talking about Project 54.
Right. The Clam Clam incident. An extreme cover-up of a secret lagoon in North Carolina. An underground lagoon discovered by two archaeologists during an expedition.
They found a new kind of clam living in the lagoon. When they tried to get a sample of the creature, they made a shocking discovery. The clam was hungry for human blood and attacked. They all died that day.
That's Project 32. Sam, if you haven't heard about Project 54, there's no shame in that.
I haven't heard about Project 54. What's Project 54?
Project 54, better known as Project Arcane. Only a handful of people were part of it. I was one of them.
I am so invested.
Project Arcane's purpose was to make contact with the other side. Ghosts, spiritual encounters, whatever you want to call it. We were supposed to become more receptive to supernatural phenomena. But the experiment didn't last long. The other three volunteers that were part of the experiment died not long after the chip was inserted into their neck. I was number four.
So, how are you still alive?
I don't know. And I don't know how the rest of them died. That's classified even for me. But for some reason, I'm still here. And the only thing that changed after they inserted that chip is that I started having seizures.
So, you didn't start seeing things, hearing voices, levitating?
No. Nothing like that.
Bummer. So, what happened after they died?
They pulled the plug on Project 54. They can't remove the chip without killing me. So...
Oh.
Then, a portal, for lack of a better term, appears in Arizona. Tree-looking people began crossing over from the other side. Vine people, they called them. The entire town was gone in days, and no one was left to be saved.
You think it's related? Project 54 and the appearance of the portal?
Whether it's related or not, it became the first priority. I was assigned to join you on this case, to study the portal, and maybe even open it to see what's on the other side.
I'm just throwing some balls in the air, but let's say the two are unrelated. Let's say Project 54 was meant for you to be more receptive to spiritual phenomenon, but it failed. What if we use it to our advantage?
How?
Murphy, there is so much we don't know about the brain. Who knows what this chip can help you do? If you let me, I would like to do a little experiment that I think could help you with the seizures.
You really think that's possible?
I think we should try. Oh, I'm so excited. Let's go back to the lab. I have some research to do. Mm-hmm. And done. It took me 3 days, but I think it's ready.
Did you get any sleep? You look terrible.
Thank you, Murphy. Charming as always. No, I did not get any sleep, but they say that if you stay up for 7 days in a row, you become immortal, so I'm halfway there.
Good luck!
I researched sound induction. Do you know what that is?
Never heard of it.
It primarily focuses on using sound waves as a stimulus to elicit a reaction or response. I think I can use it to help you. I just need you to sit here in this chair and relax.
That doesn't sound too complicated. I can do that.
No spinning.
Sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna put this on your arm. It'll keep track of your vital signs in case something goes wrong and we need to stop. Okay, I'm gonna play a series of sounds for you. I need you to listen and tell me if anything comes up.
Am I going to see something or hear something or?
Your chip will respond to the sound and should become more receptive as we progress. So anything can happen. It might help you with the seizures, but it might blow your brain up too. Who knows?
That can really happen?
Anything can happen. That's the beauty of science. It'll be fine. But just in case, I have a first aid kit here with me. Look at the Band-Aids. They have Steamboat Willie on them. He's public domain now.
Let's get this over with.
That's the spirit. You just sit right there, relax, and close your eyes. Good. And breathe. Now I'm going to play the first series of sounds. Listen carefully and tell me what you see. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Anything?
No, nothing.
Okay. I'm going to play the second series of sounds. Are you ready?
Ready. Nothing.
Damn it. Okay, you're doing great, Murphy. I have one more series of sounds for you. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Murphy? Murphy, here. Let me help you up. Drink some water. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Did you see anything? You collapsed as soon as I started playing the third sequence.
Yeah?
Did you see anything? What's so funny? Murphy, what's so funny?
Grab a notebook. You're going to want to write this down.
Why would I grab a notebook when I have my computer right here?
Write this down.
Okay.
The Moonlight Diner. Hollywood, California.
You're going to pay for this?
You joined me voluntarily, remember?
I remember snipers surrounding me in the forest.
Are you going to be difficult the entire time?
Yes.
Or are you going to give me a chance? I'm not a bad guy, kid.
Don't call me kid. What? I thought I broke it.
I had another one. You see those nice gentlemen outside the car?
Mm-hmm.
They'll take care of you until I come back. As long as you behave, of course. We'll meet again soon and discuss further details. Understood?
Fuck off!
As I said, I'm not a bad guy. But don't let it fool you. You will learn to behave one way or another. Go with them, Caden. George, why did you punch him in the face? There is blood on the seat. Come on. Try to take care of him until I get back. I have a few more people to visit, and I've got a cabin to build.
Hello. Welcome to Ryle's Spa. How may I help you today?
Wow. Look at this place.
I know. Sometimes I want to leave the desk and get one of the treatments myself.
You should! What kind of treatments do you have here?
Here's the menu. I recommend starting with a mud bath. It does wonders for your skin.
I've always wanted to try that. I saw it in a movie once. One mud bath, please.
Okay, great. Let me see who we have available.
Thank you. I wanted to make a reservation, but I had too many things on my mind.
Ow. Ah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's nothing.
It looks like we have an appointment available in 30 minutes. Does that work for you?
Ah, that's perfect.
Follow me. I'll show you the way to the waiting room.
Amazing. Thank you for your help.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot I'm not wearing my name tag. Vera.
Nice to meet you, Vera. I'm Murphy.
Nice to meet you, too. Follow me, please, Murphy.
Vera, such a unique name. What's your last name, if you don't mind me asking?
Valentine. Vera Valentine.
I didn't know the FBI was interested in these kind of cases.
I'm not the FBI.
Didn't you say you're a special agent?
I am. So why don't you keep this box in the locked evidence room?
No one wants to go near it. We decided to move it to a different room, far away from all of us. It's behind this door.
Aren't you going in?
No, thank you. Call me if you need anything.
That's everything we have on him. A total of 23 known identities. Here's some of the driver's licenses and IDs we recovered.
Chris Monhawk. Elijah Bartelli. Stephen McAdams. Benjamin Franklin. Oliver Twist. This guy is a mastermind.
Good, you're back. How did it go?
Terrible. But they all agreed to do it. The kid is insufferable.
Yeah, I had a feeling he'd be a pain in the ass.
He didn't want to join, and I had nothing on him, so I just hoped that he'd cave in. But then the other guy did the job for me. Why can't I remember his name? I just saw him.
Smith. Dave Smith.
Right. Such a generic name. I would also use fake identities if my name was... What was it again?
Dave Smith. Well, I'm happy that it all worked out. Did anyone read the manual I wrote? I left it there on the kitchen table.
I'm sure they will.
You want to see the control room?
Sure.
Ta-da!
Wow.
I know, right? Come here, this is your chair.
It spins!
I thought you would like that. Here are the cameras. We can see everything that's going on in the cabin. Here's the living room, the kitchen. These are the bedrooms and the roof.
We have cameras in their bedrooms?
And we can hear everything, too. All thanks to Sam.
All thanks to you.
Well, yeah, but I meant the other Sam.
Explain to me how it works again.
It's very simple. I created an AI-based assistant that is wired to the cabin. She's programmed to always listen for and to report any suspicious behavior.
What if she tells them something we don't want them to know? Or what if she betrays us and hides information we need?
She can't do that.
But...
Trust me, she can't. She's programmed not to. Because I created her, I gave her my voice, and named her Sam. As you know, my name is Samantha, or Sam for short. I thought that S-A-M would be cool because it also stands for Smart Artificial Machine.
Got it.
I'll be watching the cameras from here, and we'll keep monitoring the portal. With a little luck, I think we just might be able to pull it off.
Sounds like we're all set. We'll track down the portal and send them to the location it last appeared and see if we can learn anything useful.
Murphy, I have to ask. We're basing this entire operation on your, well, visions.
Fixing the chip was your idea. I have seen things I can't explain, clear visions for what to do next. I don't know what it all means, but I know they were right.
I know, but help me out here. I trust that you know what you're doing, but what's the overall goal here? What are we trying to gain out of this?
You have to be open to the idea of the existence of things beyond your understanding.
Of course I'm open. We found a werewolf working at a diner in LA.
Something is changing. We're evolving as a species. With new technology every day, who knows what we will be capable of in the near future? We're becoming more and more receptive to the unknown. And someone finally is trying to make contact. We are ready to listen. I can see pictures, feelings, ideas. I don't know what it all means, but I just know that this is the way to go. This is how we understand the portal. This is how we take things to the next level.
I'll make us some coffee.
And then I was like, do you think that you can hurt me? Do you think you'll make me cry? Do you think that I'm so fragile with a teardrop in my eye? Let me tell you something, brother. You don't know the things I've seen. You don't know what I've been through, all the messes I have cleaned. They tried to hurt me, tried to change me, tried to break me like an egg. Tried to say that I'm a monster for my freedom, I should beg. I'm here with my new friends, the witch that whooped about the box. And I'm rapping with the demon, doesn't bite, he only talks. And then he was like, I think that first I'll fly, grab the little wolf. He made me laugh when he was barking. And then he couldn't rhyme wolf. And then.
Dave, I got it. It's the last time I want to hear you rap.
Sorry.
What else? Did you learn anything about the portal? Did you ask this demon?
Jack of all traits demon.
Did you ask him where he came from, or did he say anything that indicated that?
No, but we were really busy trying to save the people of the town, and Cassius, who is apparently allergic to cinnamon, which is actually really problematic because I'm going to have to rework my entire apple snickerdoodle cookie recipe. So on the way, Caden and Sam suggested that we stop at Cinnabon and get Cassius.
I see. Well, thank you for all the information. I think I've got all I need. I'm glad you're all safe and I'll be in touch with further instructions.
Wait, do you want to hear another verse I wrote after the battle ended? It's really good. It's about how finding eggs in nature symbolizes peace.
Goodbye, Dave.
What did he say?
They fought a demon. He rapped about eggs.
Cool.
We're getting the readings too late.
What do you mean?
I don't think we're getting there in time. It seems like we pick up the energy of the portal as it is disappearing, not when it appears. How can they learn anything about the portal if they get there too late?
You tell me. This whole thing was your idea. Any new visions lately?
None.
What's next?
I'm not sure.
No pressure. Think about it. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't touch my stuff.
Where are you going?
I have a life, Murphy, even if it doesn't look like it.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Crocheting sounds like fun. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Crocheting. Crocheting is a craft technique where you create fabric by interlocking loops of yarn or thread with a hooked needle. Oh. What's the difference between crocheting and knitting? There is no difference. Should I try to listen to it again? Oh, shoot. Where am I? Is this a dream? Hello?
Finally. I was wondering when you were going to show up again. I was like, is he going to show up again or not? What is going on?
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me? He's so precious. Yes, darling, of course I'm talking to you. Do you see another handsome mustached man around here?
Handsome?
How are you doing, Special Agent Murphy?
I don't understand. I've been here before?
Every time the same question. Yes and yes. Amnesia guy.
What?
Susan. Can I call you Susan? Susan?
I suppose.
Susan, what's with all the questions? It's me, Jessifer.
Jessifer? Is that your name? Jessiper?
Yes, for short.
Excuse me for not remembering you. I'm fairly new to this. What are you exactly?
Next question.
Okay, did I mention a portal the last time I was here?
Of course you mentioned a portal. That's all we talk about. The portal this, the portal that, portal, 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 portal. Yes.
It does sound like me.
Did you find the werewolf, the witch, the vampire, and the Dave?
You told me about them? I thought when I wake up from these visions, I remember images. It's like I can see a movie in my head. I don't remember talking to you.
Mind works in mysterious ways, Special Agent Murphy.
It does?
Where are they now?
In a cabin in the middle of the woods, in the middle of nowhere. They're going after the portal, but they always seem to get there right after it has disappeared.
Good. That's all they need to do for now. I'll see you next time, Special Agent Murphy.
Wait! What am I supposed to do now?
I don't know. Pick up a hobby. What about crocheting?
Good morning.
Morning.
Brought you a donut.
Thanks.
Whoa, you look terrible. Did you sleep here again? You can't keep doing that.
No, I don't really sleep anymore. I nap here and there. Here.
Yay, another scarf. Thanks, Murphy. It's been months since we started this experiment, and I'm really starting to worry about you. You need a break.
I don't want a break.
That's why you need one. Come on, get out of here. Take the day off.
I don't.
Take the day off.
What day is it today?
Tuesday.
Tuesday? Tuesday? The second day of the week?
Yes, Murphy, the second day of the week.
If you start counting on Monday, that is. What should I do?
I don't know. See a movie or something. Tuesdays are half off for...
You can say it.
Seniors.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'll do that. What if you need my help and I...
Nothing's going to happen. And even if something does happen, it can wait until tomorrow. Let's decide that Tuesdays are your days off.
Let's start with today. I'm going out. Do you really like the scarf?
Yeah, it looks great.
It's pink. I thought you would like it because you don't have one in this color.
I love it. Go see a movie, Murphy. Murphy? Murphy? Are you here? I guess not. Weird. Murphy? Good morning, the Order of Chaos with a K. What are you up to today? Let's see. Good morning, Dave. Making breakfast as usual. Where's Claire? There she is. On the roof with Cassius. They're getting closer to each other. Where's the kid? Probably running in the woods. Let's switch to the outdoor camera. Where are you, Caden? Wait. What? No.
Hello?
What are you doing?
Sam, is that you?
Of course it's me, Murphy. You have my number. What are you doing?
Oh, I had a doctor's appointment this morning and I'm running late.
You're not at the doctor. You're hiding in a tree outside the cabin. I can see you through the camera.
Oh.
What are you doing there? Caden is out running in the woods. What are you going to tell him if he finds you?
I will say hello. How are you today, Caden?
Murphy, what are you doing there?
I just wanted to take a closer look, okay? I've been watching them from afar for a while now, and I've sent them to God knows how many missions. They've almost died multiple times. The TurnaQuest was a disaster.
The TurnaQuest was a mistake. According to Claire, there was a freaking dragon there. But Murphy, this is not helping. You spying on them from a tree is not helping. So get your ass back to the lab, have a donut, and watch them through a screen.
Fine. I'm coming down now.
No, don't!
What? I know the smell.
Murphy, don't move.
Caden, come on. Breakfast is getting cold.
Wait a second.
What is it?
I think I smell something.
I tried a new recipe for an omelet. It's French.
Mm-hmm. No, no, it's not that. It smells like mold and shame.
Do I really smell like that?
It's probably me. I haven't showered for days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess. Wait, what? You haven't? Why haven't you showered in days?
I don't know. I don't shower every day.
Why not?
It's not healthy.
Who told you that?
I read it somewhere.
Go shower now!
But breakfast!
No!
Okay, it's safe to come down now. How did you get to the cabin anyways?
I took the box and parked it a mile that direction.
Doesn't look like a box to me.
I'll see you soon. Save some of the donuts for me.
Okay, we got the next location of the portal. You want me to tell Sam to call them to the briefing room?
No. You're not going to like this idea. But what I thought was, maybe I should join them this time.
You're joking, right?
Not really. I do know a really good joke, though. A priest, a rabbi, and a vampire walk into a bar.
Murphy, why would you join them?
Samantha, I never use this card, but I'm going to use it now. I'm your boss. I'm joining them on a mission. This is my decision. And I'm the boss, so I can make this decision without explaining why.
You're my boss? Okay, wow. Good luck.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna clear my head. I'll see you next week.
Next week? It's Wednesday.
You know what? I'll see you in 2 weeks. I really need to clear my head, need to really get in there and clean everything, even the corners behind the fridge, if you know what I mean.
I didn't mean to.
See you later, boss. Basically running this place.
She didn't take that very well.
She is too uptight. It's not your fault.
Why do I need to join them this time?
Special Agent Murphy, what do you mean, why? You've been begging to join them on a mission for months.
Yes, but you kept saying I'd be interrupting the flow.
Yes, and now I say that on this mission, you'll be bringing the flow with you. How's that sound?
Why can't I tell all this to Sam? She's my friend, and she's trusting me.
Go ahead and tell her, Special Agent. Tell her you hear a voice inside your head that tells you what to do. That doesn't sound crazy at all.
Can you at least tell me a little bit about the mission? What are we going to find there?
I can't tell you that. That will ruin all the fun. Let's stop at the liquor store on the way. It's Cassius's birthday. We can't show up without a present. Say something. It's too quiet.
Is it sunny around here a lot, or mostly rainy?
Sometimes it's sunny.
Sometimes it rains.
That's good.
Come on, man. You're dying out there.
I like that trophy. Is that from the Tourniquest?
You mean, from the time we almost died? Yes.
What is it made of? Gold or...
Oh, God.
Gold.
Movies. Talk about movies.
Have you seen any good movies lately?
What? I'm coming. Excuse me for a moment. I believe I'm needed in the kitchen.
What do we do?
Listen to me. That's what you need to do.
Combine your chakras.
What does that mean?
Of course.
What?
We are all crazy.
Thank you, Murphy.
I'm crazy too. We are the farthest things from balanced chakras that there is.
So?
Aiden, your root chakra is very active, correct? Dave, you have the third eye.
Psychic powers, baby.
Cassius, your throat and ego are always exploding. And I hate to say it, but you're dripping in sexuality.
He really is.
It is known.
And I have the heart chakra exploded.
Why do you get the heart?
I think he's right. He's like a wise and cuddly teddy bear.
Hold hands.
We should hold hands.
Why?
Just trust me.
No.
Caden, now is not the time.
I don't trust you.
What a whiny bitch.
You're acting like a kid.
Don't call me kid. Why would I trust you? You kidnapped me from my home.
What home? The small apartment you lived in all alone? Or your job at the diner you love so much? Or maybe all the friends and the family you don't have? I didn't kidnap you from your home. I gave you one. Open your eyes.
Damn, Murphy.
Hold my hand, Caden. I think we should listen to him this time.
Fine.
Yay.
Now what?
Tell Dave to activate his psychic powers.
Dave, we need you to use your psychic powers to channel the energy from all our chakras and create a shield around the town.
What? I can't do that. I can only read minds.
Say something cheesy that will lift his spirits.
You can do it. Trust me. Trust yourself.
That's your plan, Dave Smith?
Okay, I'll try.
What's happening?
He's doing it!
Keep going, Dave, it's working!
Spiritual alarm! It's ready! Dave, oh, I'm sorry, this is gonna hurt.
What's going to...
Dave, you have a beam coming out of your forehead!
It hurts!
Oh, she's gone!
That was amazing!
I can't believe I did that!
We did it!
Go, grab the stone she dropped on the ground.
I had a beam coming out of my forehead!
I know!
Where do you think you're going, Murphy?
She dropped the crown stone to the ground.
I can take care of that.
No.
I'll keep it for now.
Do it again, Dave. That was awesome!
I don't know how.
Murphy, why is it so dark in here?
Don't turn on the light.
What? What happened in here? It looks like a disaster zone after a hurricane.
Do you ever stop to think about life, Samantha? How short. Short. So short. And confusing, too. Sleep feels good. Why does it feel so good? When you get older, you don't want to sleep anymore. But your body can't help it. Energy. No energy, Samantha.
Murphy, you need help. I sat back watching while you slowly lost your mind. But no more. I don't know what's going on, but you are not well. We've made no progress with the portal. They're about to shut us down. So can you please stop staring at the wall and look at me when I'm talking to you?
What's her problem?
I don't know. She cares too much.
Who are you talking to?
Huh?
Who are you talking to? I heard you doing that before. Do you hear voices in your head, Murphy?
No.
We need to get this chip out of your neck. It's making you crazy.
Don't let her touch the chip.
Don't touch the chip.
Let me take a look at it.
Stay back.
Stop her.
Samantha? Where are they?
Who?
Claire and Caden.
They're not here.
No? Did something happen to them?
Who knows?
Jess, where are they?
I'm not telling.
Sam?
Yes, Special Agent Murphy.
Where are Claire and Caden?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Can you repeat that one more time?
Where are Claire and Caden?
Playing Love in Rome by Claire Johnson and Caden Davis.
They're in the bathroom.
I'll be there in 30 minutes. How did it happen? Sam was supposed to warn us if anything out of the ordinary happens. And now I'm alone in the cabin? Caden and Claire are gone? Dave and Cassius and this Martha are gone? And Samantha? What do you think? She's okay?
Who cares about Samantha?
I care! It's all your fault! I never should have listened to you! I can barely tell what's real anymore.
That's what you get for playing with forces that are beyond your understanding.
Tell me everything you know. Where is everyone? What's going on here? Why do you need me to put together this team? What is this really about?
Why do you care?
Because they're my family.
This is so sad. They hate you.
I don't care that they hate me. I love them, and that's enough. Now tell me where they are.
No.
That's it. Get out of my head.
What are you doing?
What I should have done a long time ago. I'm getting rid of this chip.
Stop.
I can't move.
I can't let you do that, Special Agent. Not yet. There is one more thing I still need you to do.
Why is Murphy floating in the air?
What the fuck is going on here?
How does he do that? Does he have magic?
We, my friends, were being played.
You ready?
Guys, the portal is sucking us in!
Murphy! What's going on?
It's time.
What is he talking about? Time for what?
Special Agent Murphy is a special agent at all. All the time I wasted correcting people.
I don't want to go through the portal. I want to stay here.
I told you we shouldn't have trusted him. Murphy, you son of a bitch!
The prophecy will be fulfilled. Stop. Please stop.
I don't think we can stop him. The portal is sucking us in.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
I can't hold on any longer.
Kaden! No!
Hey, Cassius.
Yes, Claire.
I never finished that joke I started to tell you when we first met.
Which one?
The one about the rabbi and the vampire and the bar.
Oh, right.
So it goes like this. A priest, a rabbi, and a vampire walk into a bar.
What just happened? What just happened?
Murphy?
Samantha, you're okay? Thank God. Hey, are you still there? I can't hear you anymore. Where did you go? Where did you send them? Are they okay? Answer me. Hello?
Who are you talking to? Are you crying?
Yes.
Stop. I'm not good with emotions.
I made a mistake. I made a lot of mistakes.
That's okay. I can help, but I need to know everything that happened.
He's gone. I can't feel him anymore. He's gone.
Who's gone? Murphy, what are you talking about?
It wasn't my fault. He tricked me.
Who?
Jessifer Vornak.
Thank you for listening to The Order of Guests with a K.
Who are you talking to, buddy?
He's doing it again. His eyes are closed.
Oh, why does he always sit on the ground and stare up at that tree when it happens? What's so special about that tree?
Tune in next month for an all-new adventure!
I can't believe he's sleep-hosting again. What did the doctor say to do if it starts to happen?
You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The doctor said to use the bear.
Download the episodes, visit our online store, donate to the show, and leave a comment in the comment section below. Ow!
Hey, Kaden!
Hi, Fluffy! No. Whoa. Did it happen again?
Sorry, C.
Fuck. Thanks for waking me up.
Come on. Breakfast is ready.
I hope you've made something for me, Dave Smith.
I'll be right there.
Don't forget to subscribe to our channel.
Kaden!
Coming!